Hello, everyone. This is Maura
and Harp,
and we are here with another Qlips English podcast.
And check out our website, qlips.com. That's Qlips.com, because there you can sign up and become a member. When you're a member, you have access to the learning materials. What do the learning materials include?
In the learning materials, you have transcripts. You have more detailed explanations of the expressions that we use. You also have a quiz. And you have this for every single Qlips episode that we have ever recorded.
And there are a lot of them.
That's right. And if you haven't listened to them, go to our website and check them out.
And we're also on Facebook, so come on over there, say hi, and if you have a question, you can leave it there. Before we get started, Maura, how was your weekend?
Actually, it was pretty good because I had an old friend from high school who visited. And I like to have visitors once in a while because it makes the city seem more interesting and exciting to me. I get to see it through their eyes a little bit, take them around and show them the best of Montreal.
Yeah, sometimes when we're in our routines, we don't realize we live in such a cool city.
Yeah, that's right. So it's kind of fun to see someone experiencing Montreal for the first time.
That's cool.
Yeah, so let's get started now with our episode.
Today we're going to do a chatterbox episode, and that's where we chat. We interview people or we pick a topic about Canadian culture and we talk about it.
Now, this time we are taking another fun idea from a Qlips listener. Alejandro Castillo on Facebook, you asked us about Canadian myths, and you thought maybe that would be an interesting topic for an episode. So, this episode is for you. Harp and I have put together an episode about Canadian myths.
Yeah, we're going to start with talking about myths, what they are they true? Then, we're going to talk about Canadian myths.
That's right, Canadian myths. So, first of all, we're going to talk about myths and what is a myth.
What is a myth, Maura?
Well, it's a traditional story that has been told over time, and it usually explains something. It could be a natural phenomena. It could be something cultural. But a myth tries to explain or create a story, an explanation.
Yeah, and they're often passed orally or they can be written into a story.
Yeah, traditionally myths have been passed on by word of mouth. They are something that has existed for generations.
Yep, and usually you have a storyteller who passes this story on by telling it to each generation.
Nowadays, with myths, it's a bit more casual, but you might hear it from a friend or family member, or you might hear a story about something that happened in your country or in your culture when you were a kid, and it's just something that everyone kind of has heard about.
Yeah, and we don't really know if myths are true or not.
That's right. Some myths might be true, but often myths don't seem to be true. They're not usually based in science, or they're not usually logical. But some people do believe in myths. They're mysterious.
They are mysterious. And I think one reason why they don't seem believable is because so many people are telling the story that they become more exaggerated and more unreal as more people tell the story.
It's true, you know. You might hear someone say something like, "Oh, that's just a myth." And that really means that's not true. So myths have a reputation for not being very reliable.
And you know, when Alejandro suggested this topic, I had to really think about it because in Canada, we don't really have that many myths.
That's the first thing I thought. Canadian myths. I've never even heard those words together because we don't really have myths. Now, one reason for this is that we're such a new country. We don't have that many long-standing traditions.
Yeah, we're such a young country. We're 145 years old. It's not that old.
When I think about how long other countries have existed, 145 years is not even as old as their oldest building.
That's true.
Yeah. So a lot of myths, or what we would call Canadian myths, are native myths, stories that explain the origin of things. This is the closest thing that we might have to a Canadian myth.
We have a couple of Canadian myths. Should we move on to that topic?
All right, let's do that. Even when Alejandro suggested the idea of Canadian myths, I really wasn't sure what we were going to be able to come up with.
I had a couple of ideas, and when I started doing research, I was quite excited about this episode.
Okay, so I'm originally from Ontario, and to be honest, I can't think of any myths or stories that I heard about things going on around my part of Canada.
Okay, well, I grew up in British Columbia and in Alberta, so I thought of a couple of myths that I remember when I was younger.
All right, do tell.
The first one is Bigfoot.
Oh, really?
Yep, Sasquatch.
So a Sasquatch or a Bigfoot are the names for really big, hairy kind of animal that looks and walks like a human, except for the hair all over its body, I guess.
Yeah, a Bigfoot or a Sasquatch is this large, hairy animal that looks kind of like a human.
Right, and they live in the wilderness. So they live in usually the mountains or a big forest, some place where a lot of animals live and humans don't. Okay, so I've definitely heard that in lots of different parts in the world, there have been people who've seen or said to have seen Bigfoot.
Yep, that's true. There have been sightings other places. There are so many big forests in northern BC and even in the south that there have been a lot of Bigfoot sightings.
Really?
A lot of people claim to have seen the Sasquatch.
Now, the next question I have is there any photographic evidence of this?
That's the thing. When you talk about Bigfoot, it's usually kind of a joke because so many people have created fake pictures of Sasquatches or created footprints, really big footprints, to say that they saw the Sasquatch, but they never have.
Yeah, when I think of someone saying that they've seen Bigfoot, I think it must be a hoax.
I don't know. I think it could exist. The forests are really big and deep, and there aren't people living there, so we might not know all of the animals living there.
It's true. I guess if I think of my own experience hiking out in the woods, sometimes I can't get my camera out fast enough to take a picture of some of the animals I see.
I think this is why I don't like camping, because of stories like Sasquatch, because I always think whether he's going to come visit us, whether we're going to see Bigfoot when we're camping.
Really? I'm mostly scared of bears, but I guess Bigfoot could show up.
Really, any sort of big bear-like animal would scare me, whether it's Bigfoot or a real bear.
All right, so Canadians have their own Bigfoot. Interesting. Now, are there any other myths that you heard out west?
Yes, the other one. I love this one because I love his name. The Ogopogo.
Okay, the Ogopogo. I have to say, I don't think I've ever heard of that. What is it?
You've never heard of the Ogopogo?
No, tell me about it.
Well, the Ogopogo is a lake monster, and he exists in the Okanagan Lake.
Okay, so I have heard of the Loch Ness Monster, which is a really famous kind of thing, a monster, that lives in Scotland. It's the same idea then, right?
Exactly. The Ogopogo is similar to the Loch Ness Monster. People who have seen the Ogopogo claim that it's big and it's almost like a snake, but really, really big, and it can go in the water. And again, I grew up in BC, and I have family who live near the Okanagan Lake. So I went many times, and I remember every time I went, one of my cousins would say, oh, I see the Ogopogo.
That is fun. But it does seem like something that kids might play around with. Were the adults afraid too?
No, not at all. But again, I remember growing up and seeing people who had claimed to have taken a picture of the Ogopogo monster, but I'm not sure if he really existed.
Are there any other of these kind of lake monsters around Canada?
Yeah, there are. When I was doing research, I found a couple of other ones. There's the Manipogo, which is another lake monster, apparently in Lake Manitoba. And there's also one in Quebec, the Memfer, which is a lake monster that's supposedly seen in one of the lakes in Quebec.
Either we have a lot of lake monsters, or we have a lot of people who think they've seen lake monsters.
Well, we do have a lot of lakes, so maybe there are lots of monsters in these lakes.
I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, Harp.
We don't know for sure either way.
Now, I have heard a little bit about another story, this time not in the western part of Canada, but in the eastern part. Do you know much about the ghost ship of Northumberland Strait?
I have heard about it, and it is a fascinating myth. So basically, it's a ghost ship that people have seen in this strait. The Northumberland Strait is on the east coast between Nova Scotia and Prince Edward Island. And apparently, people there have seen this ship, and it looks like it's burning. It looks like it's on fire. And you know, the thing that's so interesting is that many people have seen it at different places along the strait.
That is interesting.
Yeah, so imagine on one night, many people at different areas separately claim that they've seen this ship.
Wow. Now, a lot of times with myths, there is some scientific person who comes along and says, no, there's a scientific explanation for this. Has anyone tried to explain this phenomena of seeing a ghost ship burning?
Yeah, there are some explanations to do with the reflection of the stars on the water. But it's bizarre because people think that they're really seeing a ship. So much so that sometimes people send out boats to go save the people that are on this ghost ship. And when they get there, there's no ship.
Wow, that's kind of creepy.
It is.
You know, even though myths might not be true, it's kind of fun to believe in the possibility.
Yeah, especially the possibility of the lost mines.
Oh, what's that one?
Well, there are a couple of different ones across Canada, but basically the myth is that there are lost mines, so either gold mines or diamond mines in different parts of Canada.
But no one knows where they are?
No one knows exactly where they are. They can't find them. For example, one of the famous ones is the Pitt Lakes Lost Gold Mine. And this is in, again, British Columbia. Apparently, it's supposed to be this gold mine that has so much gold, but we don't know exactly where it is. Could you imagine if you found it?
Well, that seems fishy to me. If you knew there was a gold mine with lots of gold, how could you lose track of it?
But there are lost mines in British Columbia, in Ontario, in Quebec.
I guess I know what I'm going to do this weekend. Go look for lost mines and get rich.
Good idea.
Okay, so that about does it for this week's episode, where we talked about Canadian myths.
Yeah, first we talked about myths and what they are and why Canada really doesn't have too many myths.
And then I learned a whole bunch because Harp knew about some Canadian myths, especially the ones from the western part of Canada.
Yes, and remember everyone, check out the website, culips.com, C-U-L-I-P-S.com.
And there you can become a member. And when you become a paid member, your money goes to Culips and helps support us so we're able to continue making these episodes for you.
Yes, and remember to say hi to us on Facebook. That's it for us this time.
We'll talk to you again soon. Bye.
Bye.